let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the mystery adventure novel 17 Parcels, the Morehouse Trilogy, author Mick Lowther, a wealthy man, wills a vast fortune to his three grown children, but leaves directions to it in 17 parcels hidden throughout the United States. Now his heirs must find the parcels and follow the path to their inheritance, if indeed there actually is any. Mick has been a computer programmer and systems analyst for 60 years, working and living in 9 different U.S. states. Though retired more than once, he's still self-employed, has written and published nonfiction adventure books, as well as children's adventure stories. The captivating 17 Parcels is Mick's first novel in 50 years of writing. 17 Parcels is a 5-star reviewer's favorite, and author Mick Lowther is our guest on today's This Week in America. Mick, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It is our pleasure. We will talk specifically about 17 Parcels, but mention the others in the Morehouse Trilogy as we go. And as you're watching the video, you will see all of the different book covers. I'll give you Mick Lowther's website as we go through the program. It's his name, but I'll give that to you. And we've got ways you can link it directly on our website. I love the concept of this, what he is putting the family through to get an inheritance, if in fact there is one. Talk about 17 Parcels. What an original idea. Where did this come up with? How did you come up with this?
Well, I've written treasure hunt stories before, and I wanted to do another one, but I wanted to do something different and decided one day, what if I just back this story up to the point where someone is going around and hiding the parcels to begin with. And so then I came up with the Xander Morehouse, the wealthy entrepreneur who is putting his affairs in order and writing his will for his three children. But he doesn't seem to be particularly satisfied with how any of them turned out compared to how industrious he's been all his life. So he decides to make them work for this inheritance, which is $1 billion. And so he devises this scheme of telling the whole story of his life and their inheritance and where it is and how to find it in 17 identical parcels, which he hires a driver to go around the United States and hide them in various places. And so that was the idea that got this thing going. The story is populated with places I've been and things I've done, a lot of it drawn from my experience. In some cases, I wanted to write about a particular place, so I actually went there in the course of the novel's construction, just to see what it was about. So I bring a lot of personal experience to the book, and it was a whole lot of fun to write.
It has to be. It had to be fun to write. It's fun to read. The book is called 17 Parcels, The Morehouse Trilogy by Mick Lowther, our guest on the program. That's Lowther. His website is micklowther.com, Mick, micklowther.com. Get that right. We've got a link on our website. Book available, of course, at amazon.com, all of the usual places. It's so much fun reading the book. What was it like writing it? And I say that because I read a lot of reviews and they're like, boy, I can't believe the twists and the turns in the story that Mick is telling. Did you have all those laid out ahead of time, or did you sometimes surprise yourself with where you took the story?
Actually, what happens is I get to know my characters and they sort of take on a life of their own. And so in many cases, the characters are out ahead of me. And so I'm just writing down what they do. So I wanted to make this thing, just as you say, twists and turns and lots of different places and new things to look at. And which is why I based it in Oklahoma City, because it was central to the South, and you can a lot of routes branching out from there so that you could access, 17 different states just by driving. And so that's how it came. It was just whatever appealed to me at the moment, whatever the characters suggested to me.
We love your imagination. You take us on a great ride. It's a sort of a travel log as we go through the different states. And I mentioned the treasure hunt aspect. It's more than that, isn't it? You deal with a lot of themes in 17 parcels. What are some of the themes that you deal with?
Well, there's several main ones. The one that I enjoyed writing the most was the theme of the driver, Austin Sommerfeld, where he's on the road. He's got lots of time to think. And so I concentrate on the ramblings of his mind and things that he sees and what that reminds him of. And that's one of the themes. The other theme is the children, and they're coming to the point of reluctantly having to work together to find out whether dad's really left them anything or not. And then the other theme is Xander Morehouse himself. His redemption is the probably the main theme, but he was a lawyer. His wife died, so he kind of withdrew from the family and focused on his practice and his accumulating wealth. And when he got to the point of having $1 billion in the bank, he began to regret all the time he missed spending with his children. And so this is an attempt for him to get a do-over. And so his redemption comes with the working with the kids in his later years and devising this whole story that the parcels tell, because they open them one at a time once they've got them all together, opening them in numerical sequence, and each one adds another piece to the puzzle, you know? And so he's got everything from deeds, quitclaim deeds, where he sold all his properties, and bank statements that shows all the balances of zero. And they conclude, yeah, there was money here and it went somewhere, and where is that? And so they of course of the book, they open enough parcels to say, okay, it's off in an offshore account somewhere, and it's not even accessible to us. So thanks a lot, Dad.
Well, you follow all of this adventure with the children, and Mick has done a great job in having distinct personalities that we follow, and those all develop. And the kids all learn to work together. They started off sort of reluctantly, didn't they? They were sort of confused as to what this was going, what Dad was doing with the whole 17 parcels and the treasure hunt. But they warmed up to this as they progressed, didn't they?
Yeah, well, what happened is after the funeral and the mourning period for their father when he died, they go to the lawyer's office and she reads about a 3-sentence threat letter to them, and they're left dumbfounded because they were expecting to get a check for lots of money and they got nothing but not even a map. But there's enough information that he does leave them to get them started, and then they go from they split it up and they go different places in the country, and each one unearths five or six of the parcels and mail them all back to the lawyer's office, who then orchestrates the whole opening ceremony at the end. And that's when they find out what the deal is.
We sit in on that. We go on the journey as they try to figure out what their dad has left them. The book is 17 Parcels. The author is our guest on the program, Mick Lawther, and the book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to his website to get information. Order from there. That's micklawther.com, MICLOWTHER. We've got the direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about this writing career. I mentioned the 60 years working as a computer programmer, systems analyst for 60 years. How did this begin writing, and how long did it take you to write the first book?
Well, I've written seven books that have been published. And I'd always wanted to write. I really enjoyed reading, wanted to create a story. But when I finally sat down to do that, I discovered that I had never been anywhere. I didn't know anything. I hadn't done anything. So I had nothing to write about. So my wife and 10-year-old daughter and I hiked the Appalachian Trail, which is 2,200 miles or so. And we spent an entire spring, fall, summer, and parts of winter on both ends to hike that entire trail. And when that was accomplished, I finally had something to write about. And so I sat down to write about our experiences on the Appalachian Trail. And it's at that point I discovered that, yeah, this is a great idea, but I don't know how to write. And so I spent 12 years on that book called Walking North. And it was just a learning process. I rewrote the book five times to finally get to the point where I said, you know, that's good. I think we'll go with this. And so it's in its third edition now, and it's undergone one major rewrite, or not a rewrite, but just added in things that I got too enthusiastic about.
Yes.
Trimming it down, so I put some of that stuff back in.
Mick Lawther, our guest on the program, talking about his first book, Walking North. Now, the what we're talking about specifically, the Morehouse Trilogy, 17 Parcels. I'll mention the other two in the trilogy here in a second, but just going through some of the other books written by Mick and information on his website. And when you go to Amazon and click on the author's name, the other books will come up. Taking the Long Way Home, talk about the topic of that book.
It's a collection of adventures over the course of 30 years. Interesting place I've been, places where I learned something, places where I shouldn't have gone to begin with. things that were, I found to be an interesting adventure to write about. And it was, at first there were gonna be about 10 stories, there ended up being 16. But these are selected adventures that have some interesting point to them, like almost drowning one time. That was kind of a life-changing thing.
Wow. Yes.
It was just a matter of being able to think, you know, if I take one more step in this creek, I will be swept off my feet and downstream and drown. And so I said, I think it's time to turn around. So I did that.
Good thought process.
Yeah. So anyway, but I have an excerpt from the Appalachian Trail, but I also hiked the Chilkoot Trail, you know, the long line of gold miners going up a mountain to go find gold in the Yukon. Well, I hiked that trail, but not in winter. And a bunch of other trails in Alaska and in 14 different states, or 20 different states, actually.
Wow.
Places I've been. And so it's just an accounting of different adventures that I've had over the course of 30 years.
You'll find information on that at Mick's website as well, Mick Lowther, and that's Lowther. Book available wherever books are sold. The children's book, Manford of Morning Glory Mountain. Talk about that. Why a children's book?
Well, I was hiking with a friend, and she had a little stuffed moose hanging from the back of her pack. And I said, "Who's that?" And she says, "That's Manford, and he's going to be coming along with us on all of our trips." And so I decided to write her a story about Manford, and she liked it so much, I ended up writing 72 of them.
Wow.
The first 36 are in these two books, and it's about a cast of adventure, or a cast of animal characters who go on adventures, and they are talking to each other, and the unique thing I tried to put in this book was these characters do not fight among themselves. They do not bicker and contradict each other, and they work together. And so it's whole thing is a story of teamwork, and there's no monster chasing them. There's no violent overtones like that. It's a very peaceful book. So the publisher who got them from me, she said that she kept a book of Manfred stories for days when things weren't going well. She could just close her office door and know that nothing bad was going to happen.
Well, a nice escape on that Manford of Morning Glory Mountain. Mick Lowther is our guest on the program. The website is micklowther.com, Lowther. We got the link on our website. That'll take you right there, information on all of the books. In the trilogy series, now we're talking about 17 Parcels, the Morehouse Trilogy, also available, The Unlikely Redemption of the Thief, Sydney Bridgewater. Now, this is an Atticus Literary Luminaries 2024 Award winner. Talk about that story and where that story takes us in the process.
Well, Sydney Bridgewater is an employee in the law firm that is administering Xander Morehouse's will. So she's not directly connected to the project itself, but she's there and she knows what's going on. She's a computer systems analyst just like me, and her unique ability is to steal from her employees or employers, and she has stolen $21 million over the course of her career.
Wow.
And that's what's unique about Sydney. She's the most wonderful person to work with. She's always there when you need her. She looks great. She dresses great. She's really confident in what she does. It's just that she's a thief. So the second book, and some of that was talked about in 17 Parcels, but when I finished the first book, I had a lot of information, a lot of story pieces left over, enough to give Sydney her own book. And so she and the lawyer and the two children who are the Xander Morehouse's grandchildren. Those four people are the main characters of this book. And her mission here is she's decided that she wants to change her way of doing things. So she hires an attorney to say, I want you to, first of all, I think there may be somebody on my trail. I would rather come forward than be chased down. And so she hires a lawyer to help her get out of this situation and achieve exoneration from all of this and still keep the money.
Well, the story continues, and as always with Nick's story, it's a story that introduces great themes, intricate characters, twists and turns as we go through the story. That's the second in the trilogy, The Unlikely Redemption of the Thief, Sidney Bridgewater. But wait, there's more. Just released What Mom and Dad Never Told Us. Talk about that, because the story continues in a rather intriguing way. Don't give a whole lot away, but tell us the basic storyline in this the third of the trilogy.
Well, the three children, Caroline, David, and Juliana, in addition to the money that they were left by their father, he left a lot of stuff all over town in storage places. They had silver bars and first edition books and coin collections and a whole room full of stuff by the time Caroline rounds it all up. And so they gather together and say, this is all the stuff that Dad left us. Some he didn't even tell us about. What should we do with it? Well, in the course of that, they discovered two things. One is a key to a garage that they didn't know about. And the second one was an unfinished manuscript that their father had done, which is not in even the remotest like what they expected. You know, they would have expected to write about Wall Street and intrigue, yes, and the financial stuff. Instead, he's writing modern fairy tales and dystopian doom stuff. And this is a really puzzlement to him. The key ends up being taking them to a garage, which is just a ramshackle place. It's 2x4s with siding and a tar paper roof, and it's empty. There's nothing in there. And so they're wondering about that until they discover that there has been an addition made between two of the rafters, or two of the 2x4 wall. And in that they discover a tube of architect's drawings. They roll those out and say, this looks like some kind of museum. And so they take it to the architect, which is still in business. They look it up and say, well, yeah, this is a museum that was actually built, and it's still open. And then they discovered that the museum was built by their mother.
Interesting.
And so they go there and search an information about their mother. Primarily, they have never been satisfied with the explanation of how their mother died. And so this becomes a quest to find out about her and about circumstances surrounding her death. And as one of the reviewers put it, their mother effortlessly steals the spotlight for the rest of the book.
Well, it's a great read. All of them are in the trilogy. The last one we talked about, What Mom and Dad Never Told Us. The trilogy by Mick Lowther. The books are available wherever books are sold. His website, micklowther.com, L-O-W-T-H-E-R. You go to our website, click on the link to his website, get information on all the books there, the other books that he's written through his career, and, of course, all the books in the Morehouse trilogy. Mick, it's been fun having you on the program. What are you working on now? You got another book that you're working on?
I am writing screenplays for the trilogy.
Oh, fantastic.
And this is, it's like learning how to write all over again.
Oh, yes.
Because the screenplay, books are about words, movies are about pictures. And the screenplay translates words to pictures. So I've spent my whole life writing words, and now I'm moving up to a script that wherever you happen to be in the script, there's a picture in your head of some sort. So that's the learning process. You can't just write about, long strings of narration. There has to be something happening.
Yes.
That makes it easier.
Well, the books.
So that's what I'm doing. I've got one finished. The other one is two-thirds finished. And I'll do the rest of the third one during the rest of the winter.
That's fantastic. The books are very visual. It would make a great series. The Morehouse Trilogy, possibly becoming a series, works underway now with Mick at work on the screenplays. Mick, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll stay in touch. Hopefully I have a chance to do this again and talk about possibly a video series of some kind out of the trilogy. Thank you for being with us. Pleasure meeting you. Pleasure having you with us on the program.
Thank you.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest is Mick Lowther. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll say the books are available, the trilogy and the other books. My thanks to Olympus Storyhouse for arranging our conversation today. Olympus Storyhouse, unleashing the power of your stories to achieve the recognition they deserve. Their website, OlympusStoryhouse.com. Mick Lowther, our guest on the program. More information on Mick and a direct link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.